next case, please.
Case number 9495, Preston Millsboro Auto Mart, northeast of Route 1, 1800 feet west of Road 271, a special use exception for a tent sale and to place a manufactured home-type structure as a sales office. Name and address.
Dale Schaffner, 21 Woodland Station, Seaford, Delaware.
You swear testimony about to give to your correct best knowledge?
Yes, I do.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
I came, I guess it was several months ago, to request a variance for one sale that we were going to do as a trial. Worked out very well. Decided that we wanted to try for having as many as three sales in 1 year. I know that one will be in March, one will be in December, and then one would probably be in the early fall if we choose to do the third one. And I noticed on this, it looks like we're looking for a permanent manufactured home type structure as a sales office. No, that it will be a rental trailer that we brought in the day before the sale. If it's approved and will be at the end of the sale, they'll be able to pick it up. I can't tell you when the rental company will pick it up, but we would hope it would be the day after or very shortly thereafter.
Did you do that last time I have a trailer?
Yes.
And we didn't?
Yes, we did not. You're right, and that's why we're trying to make sure that we've got this one right. I didn't realize that until 3 days into the sale. I called my husband at work, and I said, where are you? He's like, I'm in the trailer. I said, trailer? You didn't get an approval for a trailer. But we had hired a company that did the advertising, and they had filled out the application. So this time I filled it out, and we wanted to make sure that we did it legally and we had all the right things on there.
And it was there for better than 2 weeks the last time, almost 3 weeks before it was moved.
Okay. And unfortunately, we can't control when the rental company is.
Well, we can, though. If it's only for 3 days or 5 days, why would they can't leave it there any longer? You can't control them? You can't tell them? That's what your permit's for?
We could try.
I would think you'd want to tell them that because...
Well, I mean, we did tell them when the sale was over and that it needed to be picked up as soon as possible.
And it was 3 weeks last time.
It
wasn't even approved.
Yeah, and we realized that was our error, which is why we made sure that it was on here this time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Since your first sale was successful, was Preston looking for property to build a regular permit facility in the area?
On the Route 1 area? No. I do know that we have a new dealership coming into the Millsboro area. We're hoping to get that in there. But no, this was a special sale, and the interesting part about it was a lot of the people who came to that sale and bought vehicles were from the Millsboro area. I can't explain that.
What type of this new dealership you're talking about? The one like it, which a Ford?
Yeah, Suzuki. It would actually be a Suzuki.
Suzuki.
Mm-hmm. And we haven't applied for any permits or anything, so I'm not saying it's coming. I'm just,
that's our plan. That would be in Millsboro.
That would be in Millsboro, right on Route 113, yes, sir.
I guess I don't understand if you had a successful sale in Rehoboth,
mm-hmm.
and you feel that future ones would be, why wouldn't you be looking for a more permanent location?
I haven't asked the president of the company. My husband is just a general manager, and he's given to do this. To my knowledge, they're not looking for, but I don't know. I can ask that question for you and get back to you, but I haven't heard anything, and of course, I'm not privy to all the private information.
About 26.
Do you need to sell trail?
If it rains, that's the problem. Having people sitting outside in the rain, it would be a problem. And that's why they bring the sales trailer, because they also have computer equipment, et cetera, and that kind of thing, phones that all need to be protected from any kind of weather. And December is a definite possibility, and March also for rain would be a definite problem.
Okay, I'm going to have some more time to look at this again. Okay, are there any further questions? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Wooten?
No.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills?
Nope.
Okay, being no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application?
I have two letters.
You have two letters of opposition? Okay. Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
What's the letters?
The other one is from Atlantic Management, Norma Lee Burton Dickerson. And she has concerns are the spot zoning, the traffic, and with the bicycles. and the concern is when the tent trailer flags and special signs, is this pulling, cars off the road? they're mainly concerned with traffic and safety of bicyclists.
Mr. Chairman, I've read the Boulevard opposition as well, and I think it would only be fair the applicant be privy to that. Do we have another copy that can give the applicant?
Thank you.
Okay. Okay, hearing no further questions, then the chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion we take case number 9495 under advisement.
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Workman that we take case number 9495 under advisement. All those in favor of the motion, give you a voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed, motion so carried.
Thank you.
Case number 9496, Beezer Home.